Welcome to part two of Great. First of all, welcome to Great Story. This is part two of Dogs Save the Day. This is basically another story of a dog that saves the day. And this is basically like the last episode. Like, exactly like the last episode. So, I mean, I promise you this is the last one. I think. There might be max two more, okay? So, in this part, we're going to be talking about, you guessed it, a dog. So one day people decided to get a dog, okay? It was a powerful dog, but it is a dog that people would actually sometimes recommend for it to be a pet, unlike the last episode. So then they decided to go on a field trip, and their dog and another person were in the trunk of a pickup truck. I think that's what they're called. And so you guessed it, they didn't have any seat belts on, which you know, people, you shouldn't do that. But in this case, it literally saved his life. So they were driving, and then suddenly there was a cliff. And then the car, they didn't have enough time to stop it. It flew off the cliff. Now, luckily, the person and the dog didn't have seatbelts on, so they flew away, and they just barely managed to get to land, to hit some land. But everybody else in that car, R.I.P. He was injured a lot. I don't know what it's called, but it's like, he didn't break a rib. Where all the ribs are connected to the center part, I think in the middle there. Yeah. I think he broke that. And I think he broke his leg. But if he didn't break his leg, then I think he broke his arm. I'm not sure which one. And basically, the dog survived. And I don't think he actually had any injuries. He might have had some bruises. That's a lucky dog. And so, what would you expect? The dog decided to push the person into a spot where, into a forest, I think. Some kind of jungle forest, something like that. I think the dog was giving him supplies. He's a smart one. And then they heard some growls. Yep, they heard growls. And it wasn't just any growl. And it wasn't just any howl. Oh my god, did I just make a dad joke? And a pun. And a rhyme at the same time. Oh my god. Basically, yeah, it was hyenas. Don't be fooled by their look of dogs. They look exactly like dogs. They aren't one of them. There was an entire pack, and the person was thinking, this was the end. And so he thought he was about to die. But you'll never guess. His dog growled and started barking through the trees at the hyenas. Don't make a sound. I'm not sure what to do if there's hyenas because they can just sniff you out. I'm not actually sure what you're supposed to do. Google that. Basically, if a pack of hyenas are sneaking up on you, don't get their attention even more than you already have. So basically, the dog growled, started barking, and lunged straight at the whole pack of the hyenas. The person couldn't see it since, you know, he was injured. It was hard for him to see. Plus, there were a bunch of trees, so he couldn't really see very well. Basically, he heard a bunch of fighting, growling, barking. I think he heard some cries once or twice. And then his dog came right back, and all of the injuries that he had was a bite across the side of his neck. And the reason that I'm saying all he had, like, if that was, like, you'd think that'd be pretty severe. Oh no, it's bad. It's very bad. Bruh, this dog just fought off, like, 20 hyenas. What do you want from him? Basically, they sat there for a long time. I think the dog managed to find a bunch of fruits and stuff, which he didn't pick, but he pushed a bunch of them over to his owner until the helicopters came and picked them up, and he went right back to the hospital. And you know, there's this place where they have pictures with posters of dogs that did really heroic things. And if that doesn't count as a heroic thing, I don't know what is. And so, yep, he's one of the dogs. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll go there and you'll see a picture of the dog. You never know. And so, that is the end of part two. Bye.